December 13, Glories of the Eternal World, Thou wilt show me the path of life. In Thy presence is fullness of joy. At Thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16:11. The glory of the eternal world has been opened before me. I want to tell you that heaven is worth winning. It should be the aim of your life to fit yourself for association with the redeemed, with holy angels, and with Jesus, the world's Redeemer. If we could have but one view of the celestial city, we would never wish to dwell on earth again. There are beautiful landscapes on earth, and I enjoy all these prospects of loveliness in nature. I associate them with the Creator, but I know that if I love God and keep His commandments, there is a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory reserved in heaven for me. This earth, purified with fire, then will be much more beautiful. The grass will be living green and will never wither. There will be roses and lilies and all kinds of flowers there. They will never blight or fade or lose their beauty and fragrance. The lion we should much dread and fear here will then lie down with the lamb, and everything in the new earth will be peace and harmony. The trees of the new earth will be straight and lofty without deformity. The saints will have crowns of glory upon their heads and harps of gold in their hands. They will play upon the golden harp and sing redeeming love and make melody unto God. Their former trials and sufferings in this world will be forgotten and lost amid the glories of the new earth. Let all that is beautiful in our earthly home remind us of the crystal river and green fields, the waving trees and the living fountains, the shining city and the white-robed singers of our heavenly home, that world of beauty which no artist can picture and no mortal tongue describe. Let your imagination picture the home of the saved, and remember that it will be more glorious than your brightest imagination can portray. Human language is inadequate to describe the reward of the righteous. It will be known only to those who behold it.